Blog Talk Radio.
Who is January Jones? She is not a young, beautiful, talented actress on Mad Men. She is not an older, gorgeous, exotic dancer from the Johnny Carson Show. She is an author, and she wrote Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th Commandment, that reached number one at Amazon.com. She is a reality TV golf personality with World High Stakes Golf televised on HDNet. She is a humorist and winologist expert. She is your featured host today on January Jones Sharing Success Stories. So sit back, relax, and get ready to laugh and listen to Ms. Jones with her eclectic roster of guests as you learn life's lessons. These stories plus sharing equals success. Welcome, and remember, beware, because you are entering the no-whining world of January Jones.
Now let me ask you a question. Have you ever wanted to meet the woman or the man of your dreams? Haven't we all? Tell me, do you know how to attract the opposite sex? Have you ever wanted to know more about masculine body language? Well, I don't know too much about it, but I'd like to learn more. Tell me, would you like to learn how to make a good first impression? Can you imagine learning to flirt effectively? Now, have you ever heard about an amazing book called How to Attract Women with Humor? Or better yet, would you like to meet someone who has some of the answers that you're looking for today? Now, are you ready to learn how to be successful and how to attract women or men? If you can answer yes, or maybe to any of these questions, then you are in the right place, and I would like to welcome you to January Jones Sharing Success Stories. Today, I will be introducing you to my guest. He is a success coach extraordinaire. He will provide us with wonderful information and inspiration and some really, really great advice. I'm pleased to announce that this show is now live on Talk for Media and syndicated on iHeart Radio Talk with over 55 million listeners. We are archived 24/7 for your listening pleasure at iHeart Radio. Also, LinkedIn announced that my profile was one of the top 5% most viewed last year. Now it's time for you to sit back and relax as you enter the no wine zone. Pour yourself a glass of wine with some cheese and crackers, and let me tell you about our guest today. Our guest is called the Companionator, not the Exterminator, but the Companionator. He is one of the world's foremost experts on baby boomer dating and relationships. He's an author of 4 books and the producer of dozens of videos on love and attraction that have helped hundreds of fulfilled clients rediscover their love mojo. He has been featured in several publications and has appeared on a number of television and radio programs. As a speaker and a consultant, he's fascinated countless audiences with his ready-to-use practical advice on how to meet and fall in love with your perfect partner. It's my pleasure to welcome to the show today Leonardo Bustos. Hi, Leonardo. How are you doing?
Hello, Jerry. January. Pleasure to be here. Thank you for that wonderful introduction.
Oh, it's nice to have you on the show. And I always like to start our shows off by asking my guests where their success story began, where they were born, and tell us a little bit about who your early mentors were.
Actually, when I first started this campaign on trying to meet girls, it started actually in high school. I'm sure a lot of us can, a lot of men at least, can relate to that that undeniable urge to get to know girls better, and quite frankly, I was really awful at it. So when I got to college, it was even a little bit worse. I went to San Diego State, where they had all of these gorgeous young women prancing around in their beach attire with tan bodies and no idea how to approach them. So I was studying sociology at the time, and I asked one of my professors if I could do a paper on it. And he said, sure, if you source it and you give footnotes and all the proper documentation, I'll give you credit for it. So I went out and I couldn't find anything on it. It was really difficult to find out how to meet girls or how to attract them. There were a lot of academic books on it. The oldest book actually was written in 1 BC by a man named Ovid. How to attract women. It was. But I couldn't translate the language, so there was a translation. But I did a lot of research on it, and eventually I got a lot better at it, which got me eventually into a lot of trouble. But that's for another time.
Another show?
Another show, yeah. I don't know if I want to go into too much detail about how I got in trouble there. But
who would you say was your early mentors in this, and who did you try to model yourself after? How did you create this successful career?
That looks like that call dropped, January.
He dropped?
It looks like it, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Maybe I asked him a crazy question. Well, I'm sure he'll come back. You want to do a commercial?
Sure, let's go.
Yeah, go to the first commercial.
Do you desire more control over your money and financial matters? Would you like simple solutions to complex financial topics? Do you want more security in your financial future? If you answered yes to any of these questions, the book 101 Principles to Wealth is your answer. It's available now on Amazon.com. That's 101 Principles to Wealth by Charles Brokop. Order today.
Hi, this is Sorantos. Check out my trending rock song called Nothing to Hide. 33% of all profits for this song are going straight to the American Cancer Society.
Everyone deserves a happy life. Life is supposed to be fun. Your life is supposed to feel good, and you're meant to feel happiness in your life and to satisfy your dreams. And you can. Because the only reason anyone wants anything or does anything is that they think they will feel better in the having of it or the doing of it. They think they will feel better in the experiencing of it. Coming soon, a website where you can learn more on how you can have the life you deserve at afeelgoodworld.com.
Lately, there's a whining epidemic in our world. People are even whining about whining. Are you sick and tired of listening to everyone whining all the time? So was January Jones, the author of Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th commandment that reached number one at Amazon.com. Ms. Jones based her book on a survey of the top 10 things that people whine about at all ages and all stages of life. January is a success coach that can tell you how to help others. When you buy Thou Shalt Not Whine, the 11th commandment, you'll find out what people whine about and how to stop them from whining. This is the perfect gift book to give or get for any occasion. Thou Shall Not Whine was voted the best gift to be given anonymously for those special people in your life. Ms. Jones is an internationally known author in the style of Irma Bombeck, specializing in housewife humor, with her book being published in Korea and China. You can find Thou Shall Not Whine at Amazon.com.
Welcome back with my guest, Leonardo Bustos. He's the author of How to Attract Women with Humor. Now, why did you write this particular book, Leonardo?
I'm so sorry I got disconnected there.
No problem.
It's because I had such a fond attraction to wanting to meet girls, and I was so terrible at it. And so it motivated me to learn everything I possibly could. And there was this one book put out by a guy named Eric Weber. He was one of the first to do it back in 1976. And he came out with How to Pick Up Girls. And okay. He became really famous in Playboy magazine, and it was about a 75-page book with lots of pictures and large print. Mm-hmm. And I thought, heck, I can do better than this. And so that's what motivated me to do my research paper, and thus the first book that I wrote in 1981.
Okay, so you wrote your first book in 1981, and approximately how long did it take you to write that?
It took me about a year because I had a lot of fun using a lot of the processes that I was learning, and so I got distracted quite a bit, you know, from completing the book because I was experimenting with a lot of the techniques that were being used.
Okay, you were doing research while you were writing, so to speak.
Right. And one of the best, in fact, one of the best lines that, well, actually, it was reality for me. One of the best ways to approach women, that's one of the most difficult things, was I would say, I'm doing a research on love and attraction. You look like the perfect woman. Do you mind if I ask you a few questions?
Uh-huh.
And what woman doesn't like to talk about love and romance? And I did it, you know, with a boyish charm, and I learned how to approach. There's a certain way that you have to approach that's non-threatening, and of course, the eye contact, and I can discuss that a little bit later. But wow, that opened so many doors for me because based upon the questions that I asked, certain questions that would arouse emotions on them, like, tell me about the first time you were in love.
Oh, yeah.
That immediately brings up emotions in the other person, and that's the kind of wavelength that you want to be on with a person that you first meet in order to evoke these emotions of attraction. And there's a lot of things that you can do to.
Now, what would your second follow-up question be after you, the first time in love? That's a great question.
Right. I would say, how did it make you feel? Can you share with me some of the best times that you had, you know? How did you make that happen in your life? And immediately that would transport them back in time, and it would evoke these strong emotions of course that can't help but transfer over to you because you're bringing these emotions out in that person. So there's a lot of things there's a lot of questions that you can ask to create attraction, along with your eye contact and your body language.
You know, I write about the F word in my book, and it's in my book, it's the F word is feelings. And it's something that women love doing and talking about. And it's very difficult for men, don't you agree?
Oh, it is extremely difficult because men are trained to not have feelings, and in a way that kind of lessens your masculinity if you become too emotional or you try to become it makes you seem vulnerable. And even though many women say they want to be around men who are free to free to express their feelings and be vulnerable and emotional. Mm-hmm. That's not really the reality. I mean, it's encoded in women. It's encoded in a DNA for a woman to really be drawn towards a man that's going to be taking care of her. I know times have changed and times really are changing. But, you know, when you're talking about 150,000 years of evolution compared to the last 50,000 years since women's liberation, you're talking about, like, I like to make the analogy of a football field where you have a 100-yard football field, and you're talking about the 5-inch yard line.
Yeah.
when you're talking about the whole, the whole area of evolution, and you just can't reverse our evolutionary in that short period of time.
Oh, well, you know, so many people ask me about who whines more, women or men. And in my book, I did the research, and it turns out that the actual answer is women, because women in general, will speak over 7,000 words a day. And most men, unless they're in radio talk shows, will speak only 2,000 words. So there you have a barometer of how it is as far as expressing feelings and emotions. Did you? What else did you learn when you wrote this fabulous book, How to Attract Women with Humor?
Basically, that a lot of these feelings are encoded in our DNA, and that women's lib really caused a feminization of the male population, and not to say I'm all for women's lib and everything, but it, you know, when that happened in the '60s, it really created a whole new family dynamic, because women were out now in the workplace. They were becoming more independent, the consequences it had on the family unit. It caused for, you know, divorces and of course there's equality is more important, and, you know, there's certain sacrifices that we have to make as far as society goes, but what it did is it demasculated, feminized a lot of men, and a lot of men found it extremely difficult to meet women. They became too feminized, or they tried to be too much like a caveman. And you got to have that balance in order to attract women. And you know, you're either too passive, or men became too aggressive and stupid. I remember hearing a saying is that women are crazy and men are stupid, and women are crazy because men are stupid.
That's a pretty good one. I like that one. I hope we're not going to get run off the air for being too sexist, but it was a very good comment.
No, but that kind of sums it up, I think, too. And, you know, even though men want this, they can't verbalize. Women verbalize and multitask so much better. It's because it goes back to evolution. Men usually were the hunters and gatherers and hunters, and the women usually stayed at home and had to take care of the children, and they became more adept to verbalizing and to reading people, because women can read men so much better than the other way around, and that's been proven too.
Now let me ask you a question, because I have come across so many people recently, older people, younger people, you name it, and they're meeting at dating sites online. What is your take on this phenomena?
Internet dating is the most practical and efficient way to meet people. In fact, it'll be in the near future, it'll be foolish for people not to use the internet. You know, the old-fashioned way of meeting people, you're limiting yourself to a small talent pool. Typically, people would meet through friends or family, or through school, or through work, and you're really limiting yourself to a small segment of the potential partners that you could eventually meet. Now, when you go online, you have access to tens of thousands of other singles who are actually spending money and time telling you they're looking for a partner, and they're telling you who they are and what they're looking for, and they're available 24 hours a day, and you can communicate with them so much better. In fact, it gives you the opportunity to craft your flirting skills, because you know, you have time. When somebody emails you, you have time to craft a message in response, a clever message, and you can even edit it. Whereas you're doing it live, it's a little bit more difficult, but it really is the. In fact, there was a recent report in USA Today that it was sponsored by Match.com that said since 2005, one third of marriages began online, and
really?
Only 50% of relationships were started online, and the trend is increasing. It's actually going more towards mobile phones and tablets now.
Yeah, yeah.
And the number of applications are just, You can't believe the different types of dating websites. There's for vampires, for Trekkies. There's even one for furries. Have you ever heard of furries?
No, what is that?
Furries are a segment of the population. It's a sexual proclivity where they like to dress up as animals and have orgies in the forest. I'm not kidding you. Look it up online. They're called furries, and actually there's a dating site for them. So to each his own, you know.
Well, I guess there's something for everyone out there. It's fascinating because I know three or four couples who have actually gotten married, and when you ask them, you know, how did you meet, they're very proud to share with you that they met online. I don't think there's any stigma attached to this type of dating nowadays, is there?
There used to be a huge stigma attached. Actually, internet dating has been going on since the internet first started.
Okay.
It hasn't really become famous until the mid-90s, late-90s. But in the past 15 years, oh my gosh, it's come a long way. There's over 10,000 different dating websites, over 10,000. And they're just cropping up all over the place. They're even the latest ones, like there's Tinder, and where you actually, where your cell phone will actually let you know, alert you to anybody who fits your profile. Create a profile of potential partners that you're looking for, and it will alert you if anybody's in a 5-mile radius or 3-mile radius.
Okay.
Having a Starbucks, and you can actually go there and meet them.
Or check them out before you meet them. But yeah, because, you know, at first I thought online dating is kind of a geographically undesirable situation because people are all over. But if you can narrow it down to your city or within driving distance, it really does make sense, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And there are more and more people are open to having meeting somebody out of their territory, because the more you expand your geographical area of search, the more options you have. And one of the best ways to overcome that, actually, to save time, is what I recommend my clients to do, is actually do a Skype or a Google Hangouts before you actually meet the person. Because there's so many, you got to be aware, there's so many scams on internet dating, too, so you really have to be careful about that.
Yeah, I bet. We're going to talk about that. And, of course, the Skype is perfect because before people would say, well, we'll meet for coffee, and they would check each other out and go through that process. So now all you really can do is you can just Skype each other, and you will really get, hopefully, what you'll see what you're talking. You'll see each other versus pictures that sometimes are 20 years prior.
Right. That tends to be one of the biggest complaints that I hear, is that people exaggerate. And it happens, it's more frequently the older that you get. I think people kind of want to live in the past. And
Well, I can certainly understand that, because no one has seen me probably for the real me for the last 10 years.
Well, you look very pretty, I must say. I've seen pictures of you, so you're very attractive.
Well, they were taken when I was a little bit younger, not much, maybe a day or two. Right now, we're going to take a break with Leonardo Bustos, and we're going to hear from our sponsors. And when we come back, he's going to tell us about other books that he has written and about the Mate Acquisition Program. Doesn't that sound exciting? We'll be right back.
Everyone deserves a happy life. Life is supposed to be fun. Your life is supposed to feel good, and you're meant to feel happiness in your life and to satisfy your dreams. And you can. Because the only reason anyone wants anything or does anything is that they think they will feel better in the having of it or the doing of it. They think they will feel better in the experiencing of it. Coming soon, a website where you can learn more on how you can have the life you deserve at afeelgoodworld.com. Do you want to learn how to live into your dreams? One Door Closes, Overcoming Adversity by Following Your Dreams. The new book by Tom Ingracia and Jared Kredimski captures the thought-provoking stories of 16 people from all walks of life
who have triumphed over adversity to achieve their goals. Plus, you'll get 10 self-assessment tools to design your own blueprint for success. Unlock your true potential. Fulfill your dreams. Be inspired. One Door Closes is available from Amazon.com.
Have you ever met someone who was unforgettable? Someone who has touched your heart and soul? People who have faced difficult problems? People who have fearlessly shared their stories, their struggles, and their successes? People who have priceless personalities? In my new book, Priceless Personalities, Success Stories Shared by January Jones, I am honored to be able to share with you people dealing with problems such as incest, molestation, child abuse, drug abuse, polygamy, unemployment, scandal, starting over, self-esteem, and workplace issues. My guests have all been exciting, eclectic, and energizing. They will amaze, amuse, and even astonish you. You will adore getting to meet them at Amazon.com. My book is now available, 2-for-1, paperback and Kindle editions.
Welcome back with my guest, Leonardo Bustos, the author of How to Attract Women with Humor. I want to share with everyone that Dale and Tom will be back on the show this month, and looking forward to having them, as always, with us. Right now, we are talking about how to attract women with humor. What's the secret for this humor approach, Leonardo?
Well, there's actually three ways to, there's actually three types of pickup lines.
Okay.
There's the direct approach. There's the silly, innocuous one where they say, hello, I don't usually pick up women like you, but, for you, I'll make an exception. You know, it's really the dumb, silly approach. You know, did you just fall from heaven? You know, those really type ones. And those are actually the worst kind of lines, except for the women who are looking for one night stands.
Oh,
it's only about maybe 5% of the population. So those
really
tend to go over better with the women who are looking for just a short term relationship. If you're looking, and maybe that's the one, that's the reason why men use those more often, because their success ratio is really awful. But
yeah.
Then there's the direct approach where you say, you know, if you're standing at Starbucks, oh, can you tell me which coffee that you would like to try? I mean, which one do you think is really good? That's kind of the indirect approach. That works better for women who are looking for a long-term relationship.
Oh, okay.
And, the third one is the direct approach where you say, hi, I'm Leonardo, would you... and your name, you know, it's just a direct approach. And those are, that seems to be the most effective. So for those of you guys who are looking for all these clever pickup lines, they usually don't work that well.
But
I like the one that has never failed for me was the one I mentioned earlier, where you would say, hello, I'm doing research on a book on love and attraction. And I couldn't help but notice it. You'd be the perfect woman to answer a few questions. If you have
Yeah, you've got me already. Now, how does a man go about injecting humor in the pickup line? How do we bring humor into this delicate situation?
First of all, you have to look at a woman first and see if they're going to even be receptive. If a woman looks at you, because women are basically the ones responsible for starting conversations. If a woman doesn't look at you, or that's usually a sign that there's no interest there. But if she looks at you once and looks away, there's a chance. If she looks at you twice, then you know you have a really good chance. And she looks at you twice and smiles, then, you know, you're practically in.
Okay.
For example, one of the lines, is your name Gwendolyn? And she would say no. He goes, thank God, I would never date anyone named that. My name is Leonardo. What's yours?
Okay.
And when you, I have a series of lines in one of my books here that that you can use. And if you start off with something off the wall, you can usually, and they're receptive.
Yeah.
You can usually get away with a lot more. They almost anything else, and they'll figure it's humor. And one of the things is when you approach a woman, you have to do it from the side. You can't come straight on because it's too aggressive, you know. And you eventually move in from a 45-degree angle, and you eventually kind of
Turn
on. Because if you come straight on and, you know, look, it's too often it's too intimidating.
Well, you know, I write about the smile technique and eye contact in my book. And I think that's so important to make a connection. Don't you agree?
Oh, absolutely. One of the best eye contact techniques is to do the triangle where you look at the left eye, the right eye, down to the lips, back up to the left eye. And you want to keep that glance just a second longer than normal. I'm sure we've all experienced that spark. When somebody, you know, glances at you and keeps that glance just a little bit longer than normal. And and the body language, for example, when you shake hands, there's different ways, but you can, you know, use the when you shake the elbow, you can touch the elbow. And when you shake, you slide your fingers across the palm as you release.
Okay. I love this. This is fabulous.
There's a lot of props that you can use when, you know, women's body language. They're, you know, when they do the hair toss or the their neck, or those are all signs that they're interested in you. And typically, I'd like to say that, you know, you have two ears and one mouth. You should listen twice as much as you talk.
Well, that's very humorous. Could you share with us, Leonardo, a little bit about, I love this title, Mate Acquisition Program. Now, tell us how this works, and if my listeners are interested, how do they get themselves enrolled in the Mate Acquisition Program?
You can go to my website. It's called The Companionator, thecompanionator.com.
Okay.
And for your audience, there's a free report there on the 7 reasons why you're still single, and also I'll even offer a free 45 minutes strategy on how to meet the love of your life.
Oh wow!
The question was, the mate acquisition program. When I started off by telling you how when I first wrote the book. One of my students read it, and I ended up getting married.
At the
time, I was actually becoming pretty well known on TV and radio, and I was giving a lot of consultations. And when women would start calling, asking for private lessons after hours, that's when I got one of those "we need to talk." And so she wanted me to give up my career for the marriage, and so for the next 20 years, I sold real estate.
Okay. She scared you out of it.
but the reason I did that, I used to sell investment properties, million-dollar investment properties on the internet, and so when I got divorced around 2000, I thought, why not? I loved doing what I used to do, so I thought I'd take up my career again. So I took up the career again, and I merged my skills at selling million-dollar properties on the internet. In marketing my clients like a million-dollar property. And so there's 5 stages to the mate acquisition program created. It's you prepare yourself first. You got to build a solid foundation. You have to make your life inviting. You have to go back and realize all of the causes of your past relationships, why they failed. So you have to really kind of, recreate yourself and make yourself inviting. You want to become the ideal partner of the person that you can attract, because here's one of the key things, January, that I found is critical that nobody even really tells you about. It's like the dirty secret of dating. It's called the exchange theory, that people tend to match up with others of the same or equal value. So when you meet somebody,
It's
almost like you're bringing all of your assets to the table, and you're seeing what that person's assets are, you know, whether it's your physical or your your material or all of your physical, all of your assets that you possess, you bring to the table, and you're looking to see if that other person has equal or greater value of assets, and usually the people are the same type of. Of course, chemistry plays a huge part in it too. Going to huge session about that, but even you know, from pheromones to timing and everything. You have to be the best person you can be in order to attract the best person possible for you. So that's part of the first stage: is prepare and then package yourself.
Like
you would do like a million-dollar property. When I sold million-dollar properties, I used to have to take the best pictures, put the best captions, the best headlines, create the best scenario.
Okay.
So you got to package yourself correctly. And then the third stage is present. Present yourself to as many potential buyers as you possibly could. Because when I sold the million-dollar investments, I wanted to get the best buyer I could for the most money.
It's
that same concept. You know, in reality, people don't like to think, equate romance with the economic marketplace of, you know, supply and demand, but that's basically, we are basically commodities looking for the best deal that we possibly can. And so I market you, but I also take it, prime importance is chemistry. You got to have that chemistry.
Sure.
And otherwise it's not going to work. And so the fourth stage is, select. So after you've had the opportunity to select from thousands of people, the software program that I created actually helps you to create your prototype perfect partner. Based upon 40 characteristics, you create your own perfect prototype partner profile. And from there, once you have that profile, you start to rate your dates and compare them scientifically to the your perfect prototype partner, and see how they measure up. And then not only to how they measure up with your perfect prototype partner profile, but how they measure up amongst each other. And this is the software that I created that helps you to do that.
The fifth stage is what do you call the fifth step?
It's connect. So once you've narrowed it down to two or three buyers, so to speak, if you're the million-dollar investment, you've narrowed it down to two or three buyers.
Then
I show you how to connect. I show you how to connect with that person, and there's a lot of ways that you can psychologically connect with somebody using a lot of psychological techniques, and that's the other thing I teach.
Well, this is fascinating, and could you share with my listeners the website information and where they can get your books?
Sure, you can find them on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. The books that I have is How to Attract Women with Humor, and the other one is Cyber System Dating.
I like that.
And that's basically using the internet, how to use the internet to market yourself. My website, thecompanionator.com, or the other one is a mate acquisition program, and that's where you can also sign up for the free free reports and get on my mailing list, and I send out every couple of weeks the latest information on love and attraction.
Well, this is fabulous, and I'm so happy we can share this with our listeners. You know, I'm addicted to alliteration, so when I hear prepare, package, present, prototype, you've got me hooked already. We're going to take a break and hear from our sponsors, and when we come back with Leonardo, we're going to talk a little bit about masculine body language. We'll be right back.
Second time around can be better. Second timers try harder. Looking to have a rewarding second marriage? Any marriage. Read Successful Second Marriages by Patricia Bubash. She interviews a variety of couples that have succeeded in their second attempt. Each story reflects that the second marriages can be tough going, yet be the best of the best. Learn from these couples who share their intimate stories, how they struggled with difficulty and have thrived. Stories such as, our kids drove us apart. We separated 5 times in 4 years. 4 months into our marriage, my 85-year-old father-in-law came to live with us. 1 year into our marriage, I was diagnosed legally blind. Death of my eldest child brought grief, depression into our new marriage. Successful Second Marriages is encouraging, hopeful, inspiring. Available on Amazon.com in book form and ebook. Read Pat's musings at www.successfulsecondmarriages.com.
Are you a fitness professional, a trainer, or a coach? Would you like consistent and timely updates on your team's performance? We have a completely customizable app that can give you real-time information via the internet or your handheld phone. Track the performance of your client's progress with their physical fitness regimen. Track team members' performance or schedule a workout session. Meet up at the gym, on the bike trail, or wherever your physical activities take you. The app is called Socially Fit, or SoFit, and can be found on the iTunes Store. Look for the blue Socially Fit icon. When combined with data analysis capabilities, you not only feel the effects of your fitness routine, you also see the graphical progress of your results. The app makes the complex simple, so that more of your time is spent sculpting your physique, with less time tracking your results with old-fashioned pen and paper. Download it today to begin a new year with data to show your progress in meeting your goals. Are you socially fit?
Well, I hope all of you listening will become socially fit if you are not already. We're back with Leonardo Bustos and his fabulous book, How to Attract Women with Humor. You know, Leonardo, I really must have you come back on the show because I would really like to do a complete show on your tips for cyber system dating. That would be fabulous. Share with us a little bit about masculine body language, what to do and what not to do.
If you notice that you can probably look at a couple of different actors say, for example, maybe a De Niro or mm-hmm. somebody who has really masculine body language, I advise my clients to learn to take up a lot of room when you walk. You can just picture in your mind somebody who kind of walks in with their arms scrunched over and they're kind of bend over and they're walking in with small steps. Mm-hmm. As opposed to the guy who walks in like he's got a big set of shoulders,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Maybe something else. But anyway, walk in like you own the place. There's a great line in Fast Times at Ridgemont High when Damone, you know, the real cool guy. I don't know if you ever mm-hmm. saw Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Yeah.
He says he's trying to mentor one of the other guys on how to be cool with chicks. He says, "Wherever you are, that's the place to be."
You know, that's fabulous because I've just been reading an interesting biography about John Wayne, and you want to talk about someone who walks in and owns the room.
Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah, he's his presence. He's just like, the...
As soon as you said that, all I could think about was him. And he also, that helps create a good first impression, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And you should practice in front of the mirror. You should practice how you walk. Practice
really?
How you talk. When you sit down, you take
uh-huh.
up a lot of space. And when you get up, with style and class. James Bond is my go-to prototype guy my model. You're just watching him. He's so smooth. You know, it's just his body language, his eye contact, what he says. So he's my go-to guy whenever I start to who's my – and Charlie Sheen, too, is another guy I like.
He's a hoot. Now, what about I've always been able to flirt myself, but what are some tips you have for helping people learn to flirt effectively?
It takes practice. One of the best things that you can do is start to learn to talk to people, just starting a conversation.
Uh-huh.
For example, if you're in line at Starbucks or you're in the supermarket, ask somebody how you make a souffle or something like that. or checking out the melons or whatever. But but learn to engage people in conversations. And one of the tips I give to my clients is when you're going out on a date, have a few, pick out a few funny moments or some of the most passionate moments of your life, and have those as backup stories. So, and then you could kind of seed the conversation to set up that story that you want to tell that's going to make you shine, or even if it's kind of an embarrassing moment where it's, you know, there's nothing wrong with a little self-deprecation,
right?
You know, that can be attractive too, but there's so many ways that you can do that. I like to watch Jay Leno or some of these late night comedians, and they're always coming up with the greatest topical humor.
Yeah,
and you can always have some of those punchlines to inject in a conversation. So, it's all just a state of mind too. So,
yeah,
I tell my clients whenever they go on the first date to if they get too nervous, just say, hey, this is your practice date. The next one's going to be the real date. So
the real deal.
You have nothing to worry about. This is going to be your practice date. And I even go in the bathroom myself before, you know, look in the mirror, and I slap myself and I go, showtime.
Showtime.
And,
well,
and
there
you know, you got to kind of prepare yourself mentally and physically for if you want to make a good impression. So,
absolutely. And, you know, I absolutely adored this interview, and I do hope you will come back and visit with us again and share your cyber system dating thoughts. Thank you so much, Leonardo.
To my wonderful
listeners, we hope you've enjoyed this show today. Hasn't this been fun? My upcoming guests will all be memorable and moving. They will amaze, amuse, and astonish you. This is a show where you hear inspiring information that will help you to become successful too. I'd love to welcome you to our No Whining world. When you can, please sign on to my website, januaryjones.com, with your name and email, and you will get a free download. We really love sharing our stories and our struggles and our secrets for success. It's our hope that we can encourage all of you to emulate our guests. Remember my mantra, if you think it, then you can do it. So for now, dear friends, please stop with the whining and then start smiling and then start sharing our show with everyone you know. And if that doesn't work, then have some wine, cheese, crackers, and then start eating chocolate, lots and lots of chocolate. Again, thank you to my wonderful guest today, Leonardo Bustos. This is January Jones thanking you for joining me today on my journey and reminding you to take care and stay safe as we close with music by Sorantos.
Hi, Sorantos here with January. Check out my new smooth R&B song called Back and Forth. 33% of profits for this song are going to the Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Lately, I hear the melodies of sorrow. Has the story unfolded? Draws near, my heart starts feeling sorrow, and it cries out in fear. The night surrounds me, the emptiness divides me. As I look for the...
I hope you enjoyed my melody. Check out my other songs for free on my website at www.melogia.com.
We want to thank you for listening to January Jones Sharing Success Stories. Always remember Ms. Jones' personal mantra, if you can think it, you can do it. That's what all of our guests have done with their lives, and so can you. You are the ultimate success coach in your own life. All you need to do will be to start sharing your own story with your family and friends. We hope that our guest stories will encourage you to explore an equation in your future that will combine your creativity, plus connecting with others will enable you to be successful too. Always remember, your passion plus your purpose will equal prosperity. as you explore the wonderful world of January Jones.